Still no herring fishery in Sitka, where the fleet remained on two-hour notice for a fourth day today. More samples will be taken tomorrow to see if the roe inside the herring is mature enough to harvest. When a fishery is called, it will be the fleet's first go at 29,000 tons of the small silverfish. The guideline harvest level is 10,000 more tons than last year. That could be good news for the 48 permit holders in one of Alaska's most lucrative fisheries, but it also raises concerns with Sitka's local tribal government, which has mounted a publicity campaign to protest the high harvest limit. KCAW's Ed Ronco has more.
The big jump comes after the state corrected the way it ages the herring. An error in determining age meant that scientists were underestimating the biomass and therefore setting a lower harvest level. Fish and Game says, in essence, the increase in the harvest level is setting the bar back where it should have been all along. But the Sitka Tribe of Alaska disagrees, and it has taken to newspapers throughout Southeast Alaska to say so. A series of ads placed in the Sitka Sentinel, the Ketchikan Daily News, and the Juneau Empire state that 29,000 tons is roughly equal to 58 million pounds, and one of the ads claims that that is enough herring to cover a football field in 20 feet of the silverfish. The ads call the harvest excessive.
Our concern is we wanted people to visualize what was being removed from the waters around Sitka, and then to begin to question if those overall biomass numbers are correct.
Jeff Feldpausch is Resource Protection Director for the Sitka Tribe. Fish and Game points out that the harvest is only ever 20% of the entire biomass. The tribe has doubts about the state's methodology. Feldpausch says the state's data is based on three-year-old herring.
So that means there's 2-3 years of data that they don't know what's happening out there, and a precipitous decline in those particular years, brood years, won't be caught in the model until they hit age 3. So you could be significantly over-harvesting these fish and not know it for several years.
Well, I think the Department of Fish and Game has the best management and science anywhere in Alaska or anywhere in the Pacific Northwest.
Steve Reifenstuhl is executive director of the Southeast Herring Conservation Alliance, which represents the commercial fleet.
When the Department of Fish and Game took over management in the 60s, when we became a state, the biomass for the Sitka Sound herring was around 5,000 tons or a little less. Today, it's in excess of 145,000 tons, over a 20-fold increase.
The tribe and the commercial fleet have found some common ground. A deal struck at the State Board of Fisheries meeting last month set up a subsistence-only zone in Sitka Sound. Roughly, the zone is between the southern portion of Middle Island and all the way down to the breakwater at the north end of Sitka Channel. Reifenstuhl says it was a good compromise.
It demonstrates that both sides were willing to come to the middle, even if they disagreed about the parameters. And I think that really this time is time for healing.
The final zone is smaller than the tribe's original request, but Feldpausch says it's still considered a victory. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.